I believe the deadline for gubernatorial appointments has come now, and we had a couple from, I believe, in your district who have been appointed to a couple of different boards here in the state.
We did have two people I was very passionate about. Mike Pace, who served as State Highway Patrol for a number of years, retired from there, was in the National Guard, been overseas to Beirut, just a great guy, and they will represent our area well. And I think with the MoDOT office closing in Willow Springs, I think the people of South Central Missouri deserve some representation. And by getting in on the State Highway Commission, that should fill a void that does that. I think it's a great thing for the area. And on the other side, with Maynard Wallace, an old-time educator, shouldn't say old, but an educator that served all over the state of Missouri, but primarily in South Central Missouri, he will be a great asset and bring common sense and that knowledge that we need to the State Board of Education, and he will represent the folks well. And I think that real voice needs to be heard. We've seen that 2 years ago they tried to do away with accreditation for FFA classes, for home ec, and those are important classes for us. And so Maynard will take a stand, and I feel really good that we're able to get those two on those two important boards. There's three or four, and that's one of the most important boards in the areas, Highway Commission and the State Board of Education. So great qualifications, great people, and the citizens of our area are going to prosper well by that.
Very important that these boards have equal representation, and is that all of Missouri is represented. We've seen some boards where parts of Missouri seem to be completely ignored on these particular boards.
They do, and there's a disagreement now in North Missouri over appointing conservation department. That's really an issue, and so the Senate's taken a stand against the governor, said you made a promise that you would appoint somebody from North Missouri, and now it's up to you. Quit appointing these other people, and the Senate's just not approving them. Senate really looks at these. They do an investigation. They check their background. They check their political connections, and so they do a pretty intensive report on these people, and we have one person that's in charge of that, and he's really busy because of the number of appointments. I think today there was probably over 20 that were appointed. A lot of them are just boards that are important but don't have the significance to the entire state or to stuff maybe citizens can see more. I think appointments of veterinarian board, which we have an appointee from Mountain Grove, those are important, but that Highway Commission, Conservation Commission, State Board of Education, those are pretty visible boards, and they can get political, don't want to see them that way, and our Highway Commission's been really good about not being political, and I want to keep it that way.
Had a pretty big House concurrent resolution that was passed last week, and it's one of those where if you're for the resolution, you're against what it would stop. In this case, there was the Citizens Commission on Compensation for Elected Officials, and had come out with their latest recommendations. HCR 4, House Concurrent Resolution 4, would block what would have been a raise for statewide elected officials and for statewide lawmakers as well.
Yes, and I sat there and listened to the debate the day before, and it was being filibustered by two people, one from Kansas City, one from St. Louis, and they wanted the pay raise, but they did not want to put their name on it. So if we just don't take it up, then it's an automatic pay raise. And the Citizens Board, it was not the House or the Senate, it was the Citizens Board appointed by the governor, that made the recommendation, but they made a recommendation for an 11% increase for elected officials, state elected officials, state reps, senators, governor. The governor is getting like a $22,000 raise, yet our MoDOT employees, our highway patrolmen, none of those were getting any raise. The governor did not recommend a raise for them in any way this year, and I couldn't take it. I finally stood up, and I was usually pretty quiet on the floor, but I took a real active role and then got my colleagues behind me, and we were able to defeat that. And I'm going to offer amendment where we have to take a vote, where if you vote for pay raise, your name is going to be on that vote. And I think that's only fair to do that. I don't like this part of not taking a vote and it automatically going into effect. So I was very forceful in that and made sure that that got stopped and took a position. And my goodness, I've had comments from all over the district about thanking me for doing that. Jeff City newspaper wrote a great article about it and about what we did is the right thing. And it was the right thing to do. Maybe stupidity on my part, because if you put a pencil to it, it probably cost me between my salary up here if I'm reelected and goes back to a little bit of a retirement benefit, maybe $30,000, $40,000, but it just wasn't the right thing to do. And I think we come up here to do the right thing, not to put money in our pocket. We knew what the salary was whenever we signed up and put our name on the dotted line to represent the people we do. And so it was just the right thing to do, was to stand up against this and say, no, we are not going to take this raise and defeat that.
This is, again, a citizens committee put together by voters in 1994. Is it time maybe to revisit it? Because it is structured, these raises are structured in a way where, again, if no action's taken, they quote-unquote magically appear, as opposed to a proactive approach of let's actually look at this and make sure that it's really the right thing to do.
It does need to be relooked at. And I stated on the floor that day that I was going to offer an amendment in the state budget to not fund it so they couldn't give it to us. And I was also going to come up with a resolution to change that process to where it had to be by vote of the people. And if a representative or senator wants a raise, okay, stand there and take a vote. Don't hide behind this and not take a vote. Take a position. So that resolution is drafted. I'm in the process of looking at it. And we'll file it next week and we'll see if we can get that change. But they're aware now that people are watching. So when it came time to put their name on there, people wanted to know that, no, we're not taking it. And a number of senators came up and thanked me for doing that, taking a stand, and then they joined with me. I had lots of support once we got it out there.